Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS First Quarter 2025 Financial Results and Golden Point Deal Update conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, CEO of OVS. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon to everybody. A first quarter a bit weaker than expected, but in our opinion, good, considering, first of all, the tough comparison with the first quarter of last year that achieved a +5% in sales, and bad weather in April, and worth noticing that we did better than the market again for another quarter. The market recorded a -2%, probably on the basis of the general fragility of the consumer spending attitude given the customs duty imposed by Mr. Trump recently and the prosecution of certain war scenarios. But we had a very good start of the second Q with the weather that has not been favorable again, but in spite of this, May generated a mid-single-digit growth, which is even improving thanks to an excellent performance of sales during the month of June. So after 5 months, almost 5 months of year 2025, we are fully confident about another year of growth. One aspect I think it's worth mentioning, and we made a reference in our press release, is that finally, after 20 years, when I have seen almost only and always headwinds, we have a combination of positive tailwinds, which will generate a positive contribution to the gross margin. And I refer to weak dollar. I refer to weakness of suppliers which are losing turnover in the U.S. market and looking for new turnover in Europe, and weakness also in some raw material costs, like linen, just to mention one. Last aspect, which is important to comment from our side, is the decision that we have taken, and I'm very happy with this decision, to convince the owners of Golden Point that given our right to exercise our first call option that should have brought us to 51% of the company, we convinced them that it was better for the company to accelerate the full control of the company and to buy also the remaining 49% as of now. This because after 12 months of combined joint operation, we found the confirmation of the grounds on which the relaunch of the brand was based. We can say that we spent 12 months learning, and the learnings are so interesting that we believe we know what to activate in order to anticipate and take full advantage of the potential of this brand and this company. Having said that, I hand the word to Francesco for a more detailed explanation.
Thank you, Stefano. I would start on page number four with the key income statement items, highlighting, as said, a growth, still a positive sign on sales after the excellent performance of 2024. Further growth that was driven by mostly by two categories, womenswear, where we are expressing our strength in terms of creating collections. Particularly this 2025 was characterized by the launch of the Le Copain collection that had a very good performance in the store and which is also accelerating now in the summer period, having a clear summer taste in its DNA. Furthermore, we have a certainty, which is beauty, which is more or less the third year in a row for which we can comment gross results. And we are also working in order to expand in our store the space dedicated to this category that is also characterized by sales density more than double versus the normal apparel. Overall, the EBITDA result is slightly declining versus last year, 1.5 million euros, and this is basically due to some mathematics that affect the first quarter. That is a quarter which is the weakest among the four in terms of sales, while the SG&A are more or less constant. And so the unavoidable, let me say, plus 2% increase overall on the base cost cannot be absorbed by a 0.6 growth in terms of net sales. This decline also then translates into a profit before tax, which is slightly lower than last year, more or less by the same amount. But the positive news, as said by Stefano, is that this delay versus last year has been fully recovered in the initial part of the Q2, with a May still with without letting a strong, a favorable weather, and a June that, having finally a summerish weather outside, sees a further acceleration in the growth rate. Page number five provides some further view on the breakdown of the sales. We see a good performance in DOS, while franchising is slightly declining, mostly because of phasing effect. So we are not worried at all on the overall year. This phasing effect on franchising affects a little bit UPIM, which is our brand more exposed on this channel. But as I said, overall, the performance is a plus 0.6 in the quarter, and a plus much higher in the year to date. Another thing that worth mentioning is that this growth that we are experiencing up to now is also growth that happens at full price. And so this has also a positive impact on the gross margin. While last year, 2024, when the weather remained bad or winterish until the end of June, of course, we managed to defend ourselves in terms of sales, but only in the month of July with some more pressure on discounts. So this provides a good picture for the full year. On page number six, we have the picture of the net debt, which is more or less in line with last year, and hence also the leverage ratio, net financial position on EBITDA is stable, dancing around 1.34, 1.35, and which is a level of absolute also flexibility in order to manage the cash in the most appropriate way. Of course, the net financial position as of 30th of April is a peak in terms of cash absorption because of seasonality that is more and more increasing year after year, but that then is compensated by a very positive seasonality generally in Q4. And so we can confirm our target for a cash generation north of 70 million for full fiscal year 2025. Page number seven, as already commented by Stefano, we provide an outlook for the year, which again is expected with a positive sign on all the key elements, EBITDA and cash generation. And we are also, we have a good outlook in this case also on 2026, because sometimes having also a longer visibility as working on Spring/Summer 2026 give us this positive element on the dollar, on the line and the raw materials, and on the bargaining power. But in case on that, we can come back in case of further questions. I move to page number nine to provide some more space, I think, for the key topic of today's meeting, which is, of course, the acceleration in the Goldenpoint deal. As most of you may remember, last year, we signed an agreement that envisaged a progressive involvement in more steps of OVS, and that envisaged more or less at this period of time a second step that instead translated in the full acquisition, and I will come back on that to express all the reason behind. The first element that is confirmed is a strategic approach to the market. Underwear is still a very fragmented market. There is a clear leader, but not a clear second player. OVS has a very good market share in the segment, and together with Goldenpoint, we could really reach a critical mass to start becoming the number two in the market, and start from that for even a further growth. As said, we had already purchased the first 3% in July 2024, with an agreement with the property of the company that allowed us to have 1 year of learning together with them. And we learned many, many things. On page number 10, a couple of elements. The first one is the synergies on cost, which is fully confirmed. We worked together to the good part of the full winter 25, and we are further increasing for the Spring/Summer 26. And we can confirm a general 10-15% reduction on purchases price, which means a 3% gross margin increase. These give you, basically, with some maths, the fact that the gross margin of Goldenpoint is already in the range of 70%, which is 10 points higher, more or less, of what we can achieve on normal apparel. Given also by the fact that we are dealing with small surfaces and sales with a sales assistant that helps the customers. But is a good starting point, of course, to grow and have a good marginality in this business. The second element, which is maybe the core of the relaunch of Goldenpoint, is the assortment improvement. Goldenpoint is confirming his absolute strength in the beachwear, but beachwear is a category that has sales over 4 months in the year. So we found the opportunity to provide also the expertise of OVS on underwear and nightwear. The results were very promising, more or less with a 30% growth in each category already in this year that is a transition year in order to have the full, let me say, assortment reshaped in 2026. On the other side, we learned also by some mistakes that were made in the course of the year on other categories like leggings and outerwear and other knitwear that was, for instance, sold in Golden Point. So we think that we have all the elements so that in a couple of years we can really bring a significant increase in the sales versus the previous level. And furthermore, the third element is also the introduction of accessories and beauty corners that are performing very well in OVS, and also the pilots that we run in this period in Golden Point are confirming the very good performance. Page number 11, beyond what we plan to do on the current network of almost 400 stores, so already very relevant network, located in prominent places, both in the city centers and in top shopping mall, we still have some room for network improvement and development. The first is that together with our store design, we developed a new image that is more contemporary, more appreciated by our customers, but at the same time technically more efficient because the capacity of having the visibility of the product is increased, and also it is possible to store more products and so increase the potential of each store. To date, we refurbished about 10 stores with this new image and we are recording a double-digit increase on these stores. The other element is the store, the network growth. One strength of OVS is our network of partner in franchising, and we are leveraging this asset in order to accelerate the growth of Golden Point, not only with directly operated stores that we keep for tier one location, but together with this partner we are able to open about 50-60 stores per year, and so we have a 3 year plan to grow up to open about 160 stores and the first step or the first 22 openings already took place in spring summer 26. This would of course give economy of scale to the business and so increase its profitability bottom line. Page number 12 is a quick view of the deal structure. Had an opportunity, we pushed somehow in order to accelerate gaining the full control of the company, also to be more in charge, more direct in this relaunch of the brand, which of course is an element that require all our attentions. We reached also an agreement with more favorable terms versus the previous one, giving the chance to current shareholder to monetize immediately its investment. Some figures of what this acquisition will mean on 2025, that is 6-7 months, ideally from the 1st of July until the end of the year, sales should be in the range of 50-60 million with a positive EBITDA, also capturing the most positive part of the year, and at year end the net financial position impact should be in the range of 25-30 million. This is, of course, not the reason of our acquisition. The reason of our acquisition is what we expect to achieve in 2-3 years, that is $140-150 million net sales, driven by both the growth on the like-for-like and network expansion, and a market profitability at EBITDA level in line or even higher the one of apparel of OVS. As said before, we have today a leverage ratio of 1.34, so this acquisition, which is not in the end so material, were fully financed by our lines without any particular capital structure. So I leave the word to the questions and ready to answer.
Thank you. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Andrea Bonfà of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon to everybody. Very quickly, is it possible for you to give us, say, some pro forma figures for 25 of Goldenpoint, in the sense that you already anticipate with the 24 result that the performance this year is slightly below expectation, and this might also explain the lower price. But let's say, at the announcement of the deal, Goldenpoint was making 100 million. If these are confirmed or they are lower this year, so in order to understand the basis from which to calculate the sales expansion in 2-3 years' time. And the second question is, what are the CapEx requirement for the network expansion of Goldenpoint? And finally, if I may, on, let's say, on the same perimeter of OVS, i.e., excluding Goldenpoint, if you are confident with the current consensus for  2025. Thank you very much.
The last question is without senza Goldenpoint.
Yeah.
Crescita.
Bonfà. Hello. Thank you for your question. Okay, the year 25, which is undergoing, started a bit lower than expected, but considering that weather didn't facilitate the achievement of good result, and given the exposure of the company to the beachwear, what we can tell you is that we believe that the year-end result will be in line with last year result in terms of sales, with more or less one year before they were 92 million. So in 2024, the turnover was about 90 or 92, and this year is gonna be about, we believe, about 100. The summer season started extremely well, so much higher than last year. What didn't perform according to our expectation was basically the leggings, which were entirely prepared by the existing management. And what we had been able to adjust, because it has been already part of our activity, which has been described by Francesco as the underwear, and the nightwear performed extremely well. So the 10 million more can be of turnover can be seen as a mix of some new opening, some closure of store, inefficient and non-performing store, a slightly positive like-for-like, mostly generated by underwear and beachwear now, and nightwear, and penalized by leggings. In terms of CapEx, some CapEx has already been made during the former period to rejuvenate and refurbish some store. about 15, 17 stores has been refurbished with very good results compared to the other store of the network. On average, more than 15% sales increase compared to similar store in similar catchment areas, which hadn't been refurbished. In the future couple of years, we expect in 2-3 years, we expect to spend another 15 to 20 million CapEx, basically to refurbish stores with good expectation of sales increase, and this will be done in 3 years period. Regarding the outcome, the outlook which I gave and also Francesco gave about the full year, the outcome and the outlook is without the turnover of Content Point, if this is the question. So, as of today, we believe that given the results which we have achieved as of now, given the expectation that we have for the rest of the summer season, and given the good project that we have in pipeline for the second part of the year, particularly the very good performance of Les Copains, which is the first time our customer will see in autumn-winter, we have no reason not to believe that the year will be another good year without and before Golden Point. Then, having been said by Francesco that we will consolidate the better part of the year of Golden Point results, which start from June, but we will consolidate starting from July, I think that there will be a positive EBITDA effect that will compensate the additional net financial position that we will incorporate, as we said, in the range of more or less €20-25 million.
Thank you, Stefano. Thank you very much. Can you remind us what's the seasonality of Golden Point? I mean, we know that it's profitable in the second half, but does it mean that if we sum up the first one, the first half, is a break-even, or how is it the performance for the, let's say, this year?
I believe it will end up with zero this year as a result of a maybe four, maybe five, maybe 6 million, I don't know, in the second half, and negative 4 to 6 million in the first half. Typically, the first quarter for this company is a disaster. The second quarter is okay. The third quarter is very good, super good, and the fourth quarter is good because of Christmas. And given our strength in nightwear, which is receiving its boost during winter season and in the third and fourth quarter particularly, we believe that we will be able to improve the performance of the company in the second half compared to the past, and also to introduce, as for the first element of visibility that we have already achieved, a satisfactory performance of underwear, which is more important also in the first part of the year. So we will rebalance the seasonality, even if the company will remain mostly impacted in positive terms by the sales of summer for the beachwear and winter for the knitwear and pyjamas, basically, and nightwear.
Thank you very much. Very last one. In the past, you mentioned that you could have paid the consideration with the treasury share. Was that the case? And if you can help us understand what was the consideration, the absolute amount?
We preferred to go plain vanilla. So the price that we agreed that we didn't disclose for confidentiality reason, that we promised, and we received the request from the family as a condition to finalize the deal in this way, which is extremely favorable for us, was not to disclose the price. And we preferred to arrive at a final price, given liquidity to the family that probably needs liquidity now for other purposes, and no treasury share is involved.
Thank you very much again.
Thank you.
The next question is from Domenico Ghilotti of Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. First is a clarification on Golden Point. So just understand the $25 to $30 million additional debt, is this including so the payment plus the working capital requirements to supply the stores with the new collections? How should we look at this number that you have mentioned? And second, if I look at 2026, so should I expect that sourcing is the main driver for improvement in profitability in Golden Point together with, say, sales density?
Regarding the first question, I would say that the answer is no. The net financial position represents the company's financial position, including all the working capital needs. So we don't expect major working capital movements generated by this. On top of that, in the consolidated balance sheet of OVS, you have to consider the price for the acquisition. It will be extremely favorable compared to the former one, which was envisaged, which is, as we said, not material given the size of our company and given the size of this amount.
Yeah, 2026.
Then regarding 2026, I think that the first driver of profitability for Golden Point will remain the like-for-like growth, driven by all the segments where we have already identified a huge potential for the growth. Maybe the only one that we don't expect to improve that much is the beachwear, where the company is already performing well, but in socks, nightwear, underwear, and knitwear, and leggings, we feel comfortable that we will be able to improve materially the like-for-like. Other value generation will be generated by opening store, but as you said, probably the second most important will be the gross margin improvement, thanks to the favorable external condition that we mentioned before regarding OVS, which are also true in light of the similar sourcing model and sourcing countries in Golden Point.
Okay, thanks. And a follow-up on this, you are mentioning so the dollar weakness. I presume that clearly you had already hedged the second half of this year, so you have now good visibility instead of better condition for the spring summer 2026. So is it correct that you have already basically?
Yes, correct. It is correct, and given the present level of dollar, within the flexibility provided by our internal control, process control procedure, we are buying dollar heavily also for the second half of the year. So the average dollar ratio compared to last year is really, really better. In this moment, more than 5 point of advantage. Hopefully we will end up even with more, so we could achieve like something like 30 million advantages in cost of goods sold, which we don't expect to be given away in terms of price competition. There will be some risk that maybe other competitor might become more aggressive, but given our present good sales momentum, which is in place since several years, and a good image that OVS brand is enjoying in light of the consumer, we don't expect that we need to give away most of this advantage. So hopefully next year we'll be able to increase our gross margin and our EBITDA materially thanks to this positive effect.
Okay. Last two questions are on Q1 results. Particularly, you were mentioning clearly the labor cost. So I'm trying to understand what was the underlying trend in Q1 and what should I expect for the full year, because if I remember well, there will be some smoothing in the second half. And on the free cash flow, actually, it was a bit so the absorption was stronger than usual. You were mentioning that seasonality has increased. So I'm trying to understand why is this happening at this level?
I start from the second part of your question. This is the last quarter when we compare the effect of Suez with last year, with the year before. So basically, in this quarter, we still see the increase of sourcing that we made 1 month in advance compared to the average because we didn't want to enter in the risk of receiving late deliveries that could have impacted negatively sales. We expect that at the end of second quarter, this disadvantage in terms of stock level will be entirely recovered. And that's why Francesco spoke about seasonality. In this case, it's a combination of seasonality and the last quarter with the Suez effect, which is comparing with the before Suez sourcing. The stock increase is good in terms of quality, in terms of aging. We have good stuff, and we are already decreasing the level of stock as of today because in the last 45 days after the quarter, which I said has not been that strong as we maybe expected because of the reason that I mentioned, but we are already scaling down, if I may say, the stock level in these days. So we expect that by the end of July, we don't have any more this effect, even because in July, we expect to generate more cash than last year because we are realizing that the market is polarizing between consumers that want to buy Piombo, they want to buy Les Copains, they want to buy Suede item at more than 100 euro each, and they don't care about sales. And consumers, which are mainly the older part of OVS consumers that are generating high traffic in the month of the sales, and because we don't want to lose them, we plan to be probably more aggressive than last year during the sales period in order to make happy those customers. And because we have a very solid gross margin, we can easily invest part of our advantages in higher pressure on discount during the sales period to take advantage of this traffic.
And labor cost, probably?
Labor cost, sorry. Labor cost is basically it's a +3% generated, as I believe we told you. Our comment has been already consistent, I think. We are now facing the last year with the labor cost increase effect. There will be a small tail probably also in 2026, but very small. So we expect for a full year, 2025, a +3% increase as expected. And in the first Q, we have this +3%. Maybe if you have seen some cost increase, maybe it refers to energy cost, which increased compared to last year in the first Q, but now are again normalized.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you again. If I may, on Goldenpoint, I think you mentioned in the past that one of the problems of this chain was that they expanded in expensive locations with some very expensive shops. Is that still the case, or have these shops closed? If you can comment on that. And looking at, sorry, 2026 forecast, the asset is break-even more or less this year in EBITDA. How much shall we expect in terms of progression for 2025, sorry, for 2026? The target that you mentioned in your presentation of reaching group average profitability, is that referred to basically 27? Is that correct?
The question regarding the cost of the rent, I don't think I never told that the rent are expensive. Clearly, there are top location which are expensive, obviously, because rent goes in line with the quality of the location, and because most of the location of Goldenpoint are excellent, if not good, on average, the price per square meter is high, but is not higher than the value of those locations. So there is not an issue of location cost. Some store we are closing because they are not performing well. Maybe they are too small, like Corso Vittorio Emanuele. If you go in Corso Vittorio Emanuele, you cannot even walk inside the store, so better to transform into a jewelry, maybe. But those stores to be closed are exceptions, considering the total number of stores. Regarding the expectation for 2026 EBITDA, if I catch your question, no, the EBITDA expectation is positive. We believe that it will be maybe 5, maybe 6, maybe 8, but it will be positive, depending from the aspect that we mentioned. But we expect a positive EBITDA in 2026. And regarding the achievability of our group typical profitability, might be 27, might be 28, it's too early to be said. Hopefully, once every initiative will be completely rolled out with the new store, the new refurbished store in place, and all the synergies achieved, I expect that Goldenpoint might and should generate even a higher profitability compared to the group. But, you know, today is too early to tell as it has been achieved, because all the job has to be done.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Given that no more question is coming, we thanks everybody for attending this conference call, and looking forward to meeting and seeing or listening and speaking with you after summer. And I wish good holiday, once you will do it, to all of you. Bye.